For this Thursday, March 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins today. The Louisville Cardinals are a number 6 seed in the East region, and they play South Florida at 12:30. South Florida is 11 seed. Later this evening at 8:25, the Illinois Fighting Illini, who are a number 3 seed in the South region, battle number 14 seed Penn. Tomorrow morning at 11:15, the Kentucky Wildcats, who are a number 7 seed in the Midwest region, take on number 10 seed Santa Clara. Also tomorrow night at 6:35 is when number 2 seed Purdue faces number 15 seed Queens in the West region. And some news from earlier this week, Mount Vernon High School Athletics is ushering in a new era for Wildcat boys soccer with the announcement of a new coaching staff. School officials say Oluwatobi Ojo has been named head coach, joined by assistant coach Xavier Angel. Together, the duo brings a mix of international experience and strong local ties to the program. Coach Ojo, originally from Nigeria, developed his game at the professional academy level and later competed as a semi-professional player in England. He brings more than a decade of coaching experience across high school, club, and collegiate levels. Joining him on the sidelines is a familiar name in the Wildcat community. Assistant coach Xavier Angel is a Mount Vernon graduate and former standout player. During his high school career, Angel earned 4 all-conference selections, was named team MVP 3 times, and received academic all-state honors on 3 occasions. He was also a 2021 all-state selection, a 2-year team captain, and helped lead the Wildcats on a sectional championship run. Angel went on to continue his career at Kentucky Wesleyan College, where he served as a 2-year team captain and earned multiple academic All-American honors. The University of Southern Indiana is hosting a 2-day conference starting today that focuses on better understanding and supporting autistic individuals with limited or unreliable speech. The event, titled Rethinking Autism 2026, is presented in partnership with Optimal Access Incorporated and will take place today and tomorrow in Carter Hall on the USI campus. Organizers say the conference will highlight the experiences of people who are non-speaking, minimally speaking, or unreliably speaking while promoting a shift toward neurodiversity-affirming approach. The program is open to self-advocates, caregivers, educators, healthcare professionals, and school leaders interested in long-term support strategies. Registration is required to attend. Yesterday in local college sports, USI baseball lost at Bellarmine 3-2. Evansville baseball got beat at home by Southeast Missouri State 9-1. Evansville softball won both games of their doubleheader at home versus Indiana State 8-0 and 10-2. From the NBA on Wednesday night, the Indiana Pacers got beat at home by the Portland Trailblazers 127-119. Ivica Zubac led the Pacers with 18 points, and 8 different players scored in double figures in the loss. Indiana has lost 15 straight games and are 15-55 on the season. The Pacers travel to San Antonio on Saturday to play the Spurs. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News and Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman, reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Thursday.